metal futures rebounded some on Tuesday. Anemic market conditions will likely dampen feedlot placements through the summer, according to LMIC. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 15th of April. Cattle futures closed higher Wednesday, recovering some ground lost in the previous session's limit losses. Increased trade activity and higher outside markets provided support. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.77 higher across a range of 117 higher to 270 higher in spot April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.01 higher across a range of 40 cents to $2.80 higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and sharply higher on select, with moderate to good demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 81 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $226.67 a hundredweight. Select was $4.37 higher at $215.77. Corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower through D's of 20 and then mostly a penny to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 5 to 7 cents lower through Jan of 21 and then mostly 4 cents lower. I had results from just two auctions at press time with week-to-week trends, both from Missouri and with continued lighter volume. Steer calves weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, with instances of $7 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains. Heifer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold steady to $3 higher. There were 1,484 head on offer. And steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Keenesville Livestock Auction, where there were 852 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Tuesday, with various data continuing to point to signs the coronavirus is stabilizing in this country. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 558 points higher, the broader S&P 500 closed 84 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 323 points. Cattle feeding returns are expected to be negative until next fall, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center. With red ink projected for cattle feeders and few risk management opportunities ahead, LMIC analysts say feedlot placements will likely be dampened from now through summer. They add that pessimism in the feeding sector is leading to reluctance to fill pens. On the other side of the equation, they point out calf and feeder cattle marketing remains muted. March auction receipts were 43% less than a year earlier, according to LMIC. Combined, video auction and direct receipts were 47% less. Feeder cattle imports from Canada and Mexico were also fewer. One of the key factors moving forward will be pasture and range conditions, say LMIC analysts, explaining that good forage conditions will allow cattle to gain weight outside the feedlot and buy time, which at this point looks like a pivotal hedging and risk management option. However, if drought becomes an issue, they say it will force placements into feedlots, even if cattle feeding economics are weak. They add that producers selling feeder animals into a drought market this year will likely face prices sharply below a year ago. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 15th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.